The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio. Bob is our new producer and engineer of the Buckmaster Show, and doing a great job on the other side of the glass. We keep him on the other we don't keep him on the other side of the glass because he's got anything contagious. That's just where Bob has the control situation going on. It's the Buckmaster Show for this Monday, the 12th of November, 2018, the observed day for Veterans Day. Of course, the real Veterans Day, November 11th, was yesterday, but this is the day that the nation is taking what they call the observed official day, and we want a big shout-out, as I wrote on Facebook yesterday, a big heartfelt thank you to all of the men and women who raised their right hand and put on the uniform of the United States military, and that includes, I know, my friend John Munger, who is seated to my right. John, thank you for your service in the United States Army over in Korea.
In Korea, yeah.
In Korea. So,
2nd Infantry Division.
And Vince, I know you share, Vince Robigo, I know you share those thoughts. You were over at the Veterans Day Parade. This is the 99th parade.
Yes, I was down there, and it was a great parade. I had to leave out just a little early so I could be here with all of you.
Mm-hmm.
John, thank you for your service, and
thank
you to all the veterans out there. I've got members in my own family. My father served in World War II, and he's still alive. Thank you, and brother, my wife's uncle was killed in action in Vietnam, received the Silver Star Award, and has the American Legion post named after him in Crystal City, Texas. So,
very nice.
Thank you to all those who have served, and everybody gave something, and some gave all. And so, my hat's off, and we honor all of those who have served today.
Of course, yesterday was a very special day—the 100th anniversary of the All Quiet on the Western Front, as the big guns came to. Finally, silence after years of World War I, so the official end of World War I yesterday. It is our Monday political face-off. You can hear our program, of course, live on AM 1030 KVOI, but of course you can stream it, which is really the area for growth in the radio business, people listening to the programs on the podcast all over the world. We make it easy for you, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. If you would like to join in our Monday political face-off, our live line number is 790-2040. John Munger is here, a well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Arizona Board of Regents, former president, actually, right, John, of the Arizona Board of Regents. And John tried his hand at running for office in 2010, Republican candidate for Arizona governor, as did Vince Robigo, who is a well-known attorney here in town. And Vince also tried it, running for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. Vince has been a longtime Democrat Party activist. And there must have been something about 2010 for both of you guys to say, it looks good for us right now.
Well, both of us were running for open seats.
Open seats, yeah.
That's right, that's right.
Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Went by and saw Moe over the weekend. They're doing great. The family-owned and run business since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. When I say hanging systems, that means Moe can go out to your home and will gladly do it and make sure everything goes up on the wall the way it should be. All right, this is our first Monday political face-off since Tuesday's vote count, and some very surprising results. We have Vince Robigo, the Democrats looking very good. I mean, I don't know if you could call it a blue wave hitting the desert, but it's certainly more than a ripple because you've got, looks like our first woman United States Senator and the first Democrat since Dennis DeConcini back in the 90s, 1990s.
That's right. And on top of that, if you look at the whole federal delegation, I believe this is the first time that the Democratic candidates and elected officials will hold a majority since 1967.
Wow.
In terms of the whole federal delegation. So that is, I don't know who came up with this whole term of the blue wave. I was not
just for the radio audience. You're talking in Arizona.
In Arizona, we're talking about Arizona here, which is what Bill was talking about, and so that's a big that's pretty big. And if you look at the other shift, we're not just talking about those federal races. There are two and perhaps even three statewide office holders, and there's been years since there was a Democratic elected statewide. And on top of that, there was a massive shift in the State House of Representatives, which I don't think we had seen that since, I think it was 1984,
That's
perhaps.
Very close, that State House of Representatives, I believe, within two.
That's correct, 31-29.
31, with the Republicans still holding the edge there. The Republicans have a little better advantage on the State Senate side, but it's very close on the House side. And it looks like we will have an Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, who will be a Democrat. The Secretary of State, which is a very important office here because it's the number two person, John Munger. We don't have a lieutenant governor.
Right.
And that one between Gaynor and
Katie Hobbs.
Katie Hobbs is within several hundred votes.
I think I saw this morning 269 Gainers ahead by 269 votes with 200,000 ballots to count. So that's too close to call.
It is so close, and a lot of those ballots are in Maricopa County, and so it'll be interesting to see how those play out. Certainly the voter registration edge leans Republican, but on the flip side, Katie Hobbs has been an elected official for a long time there in Maricopa County, and Gaynor is an outsider, businessman. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and what other ballots are finally tabulated, from the other remaining counties. I don't think there's that many. I was trying to look for the stats right now, but I know there's a big chunk from Pima still that's outstanding.
I want to say 60,000 to 80,000.
It sounds about right.
But John, no fraud.
No, I'm very pleased with Arizona. I don't have any sense that there's any fraud going on here in Arizona. The ballot counting is slow because of the number of early ballots and all of that. But no, I think that it's been a very fair race in Arizona, I'm delighted. Frankly, I mean, everybody would like to win more seats on their side, but I'm happy with the results. The Republicans end up still controlling the House and the Senate and the governorship. My prediction is...
And the Attorney General.
My prediction is that Gaynor will probably pull out the Secretary of State's office. But and I don't think it was too long ago that the State Superintendent of Schools was a Democrat as well. I don't recall. But nationwide... happy with the results. I think my view of it, and this will shock some of the Republicans out there. They know what a good conservative I am. But my view is that there are times when you need to have one-party control of the government to try to swing back the pendulum a little bit, in this case from Obama to Trump for 2 years. I kind of like the idea of divided government in the House and the Senate. I'm not unhappy with that. It certainly nationwide was not a blue wave. The Republicans picked up votes in the Senate. We'll probably be at least 51, maybe 52 or 53 in the Senate. So I'm fairly pleased with that. I think the Republicans will get... there are appointments through the Senate, and I'm very pleased with that. We may get another Supreme Court judge. That would be good if that happened.
So you've got no gripes.
I don't. I'm not happy, as everybody isn't happy, with what's going on in Florida. I think that's a mess. Florida's been a mess for a long time in terms of its electoral procedures at their canvassing process. That will get worked out, I think. So I'm fairly sanguine about the results, and I think it's time for people to work together a little bit. And I'm very upbeat about 2020. I think people saw a surprise Republican enthusiasm out there, as much as the Democrats, as intense as they were. The Republicans matched them. The races were very tight. And I think that the Republicans were as enthused as the Democrats in the race, all the races across the country. Okay. Democracy is a great thing, and people get to be heard. Things, when we get around to it, Bill, I'll be interested in talking about where we go from here.
That's what I'd like to talk about with Vince. When and are we a purple state? But Vince, if you would hold your thought, but sure. You will be first after we take our break. And I want to talk about Mona's, my favorite bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Ann and I were up at Mona's yesterday for lunch. Boy, they do such a beautiful job. That hot turkey sandwich, John and Vince, with the red bell pepper and the cheese on the toasted rustic bread, little bit of mustard. You can't beat it.
Okay. I'll try that.
It was just a delicious sandwich up at Mona's, and they are located northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's and a link to all of our great sponsors. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be right back with more of the face-off. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gowrie and Fine Framing. Moe's Gowrie and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgowrie.com. Additional support comes from Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Just a three-hour drive from Tucson. It's a great getaway from Tucson. You can visit southwestnewmexico.org. It's a great starting place. There you'll see great places to stay. Many of them are listed there, and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Vince Robigo and John Munger with us. We're talking a little bit about the election, actually a lot about the election. Vince, does this, I don't know about a blue wave, but does this qualify for maybe making Arizona purple?
Well, you know, let me just say this, because I think it does. But aside from that, I never did like the term. But if we're going to use the term, I would have to disagree with John. And I think Republicans need to hear this, that there was a massive blue wave across the country. Oh. The last time, let me look at the numbers. The last time the Democratic candidates won more seats in the U.S. House of Representatives was 1974. And that was right after the Nixon era. And so, you know, that is a huge win. The other big wave, the most largest wave that we've had since then, was in 2006. And we won 31 seats in the House of Representatives. And we have won more than that now. And at that time, Republican President George Bush said that the Republicans got a thumping. Now, if you can't look at those numbers and admit that there has been a massive upswell. And sure, was there a firewall in the U.S. Senate? Absolutely. But there's one more race, and it's going to be even closer when Kyrsten Sinema takes office. And so when you look at those results, and when you look at some of these very high-profile, controversial Republican governors that lost, like Scott Walker, and races where you had the Secretary of State in Kansas, Kris Kobach, one of the authors of Senate Bill 1070, went down in flames in Kansas. And you have, you know, there's a recount in Florida. I don't know what the results are going to be of that, because that's a close one. But there was a massive, massive switch in power. Now, is there more work to do? Yes. You know, we started this with, and I think John was talking about having, you know, split government, and I agree that that's a good thing, right? You have the whole concept, even in our government, our structure, you have supposed checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we haven't had that in our country and with this administration, and they've been sort of kowtowing towards the administration. But you see what I think is this election cycle, we've gotten the checks out of checks and balances. And I think by 2020, you're going to see the rest of the balance in government. That's my perspective. And so to say that there hasn't been a massive nationally, Swing in power and retaking of the House with 30 plus, and there's still about, I think, 12 seats to be called that are being counted in a few states in the House of Representatives. But you had longtime, for example, Orange County, California, so Republican Dana Rohrabacher.
So you say it's
20-year, very solidly conservative, thrown out.
It's been a great showing. Would you say great?
I would say absolutely great. Okay. Does that mean it's the best? Absolutely not. No. We have a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of work to get accountability amongst our representatives. And I say this for all sides. I mean, the reality is we need good new leaders, and we saw a whole bunch get elected.
Well, I think you need to recognize that the average number of seats that have been picked up by the out party, the Democrats in this case, in a midterm election, when you have the other party as president, the average number of votes picked up by the out party is 37 since 1962. The Democrats picked up roughly that average, maybe one or two more.
So in your opinion, it's an average midterm?
It's an average midterm election for the Democrats. Meanwhile, you've got to understand that in 2010, the Republicans picked up 63 seats from the Democrats in that midterm election in 2010 when Obama was president. The Democrats lost 63 seats. We lost maybe 40 here, which is about the average. It's not a big deal. Meanwhile, we picked up more seats in the Senate. We'll end up with a seat or more. Plus, we don't have some of the wishy-washy conservatives like Jeff Flake, John McCain, Corker from Tennessee. We've got more solid conservative senators, so it's going to be easier to get things done in the Senate. I'm very pleased about that. I think that the Democrats' ability to work from the House is, I think they're going to go crazy. With all of these investigations, they're going to try to impeach Kavanaugh, try to impeach Trump. It's going to go nowhere. They'll probably do it in the House because they got the votes, but it's going nowhere in the Senate, on the Senate side, where they need two-thirds of the Senate.
So and it could hurt the Democrats
it's gonna hurt
in
the
2020. Do you think so,
they're gonna,
Vince, if there's too many of these?
They're going to make the public furious.
But what
it's
do you think,
great.
Vince?
Well, first of all, let me just address again this trying to look at call this a regular basic midterm and rely on statistics like averages to try to hide what happened doesn't fly. You know, there's an old saying that says, you know, there's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics. So when you start using averages to hide the fact that Democrats have not won more House seats in a midterm election since 1974, that is huge. And to see those that wins and the change in power is a resounding voice from the American people, and so to look at it that way is really trying to sort of, in my view, pull the wool over voters' eyes and listeners' eyes, because that's not what happened. On election night, a lot of races hadn't been called, that's why a lot of people were starting to say, oh, was there really a wave? But once all the tabulation has been done, there was a massive, massive shift. And so let's talk about what the other aspect of what was being discussed, that Democrats are going to go crazy. You know, the first thing that they've said, their first efforts that they're going to focus on, they're going to focus on strengthening U.S. Democratic institutions, campaign finance. They're going to be focusing on voter registration to make sure that all voters do have the ability to vote, especially since the Voting Rights Act was crippled by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2013. Looking at ethics, all these sorts of important issues are what they are talking about, and jobs and jobs and infrastructure. Because to the extent that the president has said that he wants to focus on infrastructure, if that is a true statement, then the Democrats are willing to help build the infrastructure of America.
Good.
They care about America.
Good.
So that's what Democrats are talking about out the gate. And so
these investigations.
Well, that's going to happen too. The thing is, you're going to have to have government accountability, but that's not going to outweigh also doing the day to day work that needs to get done and pushing for policies that America wants.
That isn't, you know, first of all. By any standard, it's an average election. You compare it with the 63 House seats that the Republicans took in 2010. The Democrats picking up 40 here is an overall average, and it doesn't come close to what the Republicans did in 2010.
I agree with that.
But let me let you have your chance. You've had your chance.
Sure.
The Democrats are gonna try to do some things, and Lord knows I hope that they work with President Trump on this infrastructure that he's been talking about for a long time, and I think that's something that we can do on a partisan, bipartisan basis. I'm hoping that the Republican Senate this year, before the lame duck Senate, already has a bill in front of it to make permanent the middle class tax cuts that were implemented a year ago. Hopefully that will already be done. Then the Democrats are going to try to, they're already talking about it, try to eliminate some of the tax cuts. They're going to invest, which will be very unpopular. They're going to investigate and try to impeach people, which is just going to infuriate the American public.
All right. Thank you, John. Look, Final word, Vince, real fast.
The reality is there needs to be accountability, and they will move on issues of accountability, because as much as President Trump has claimed he was going to drain the swamp, he's only brought more of it. In this election, you know, the Republicans elected a dead pimp and several congressmen that were under federal investigation for violating federal law. So the reality is there's going to be accountability, that we need to really have some accountability and ethics, and they're going to do that from the presidential administration on down.
All right. That's Vince Robigo. Thank you, Vince, for your support to the program. And John, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located on the corner at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and moesgallery.com, and they're on Facebook. Thank you, Moe, and your family for your support of our program. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies, as you experience the Mediterranean on celebrity cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and it's time for our monthly segment. I love these segments with Suzanne Miller of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Suzanne does just an incredible job of informing consumers about what they need to know to stay safe from scammers and what they need to know about really businesses that do a great job, like Gen Pro. And Alan Leffner is with us. Alan is a board member of the Better Business Bureau. Alan, how are you, sir?
I'm great. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing all about Gen Pro. But first, I want to ask Suzanne. First of all, Suzanne, great to see you as usual.
Great to see you, Bill.
After that glowing
Always.
Recommendation, it's all true. It's all true.
You are so kind. Thank
she's fabulous.
You.
She is. She does a great job.
Oh,
Suzanne, tell me a little bit about how you come to these board members like Alan. Tell me a little bit about the makeup of the board and how someone gets on the board.
They actually do a great job of vetting board members and really trying to get a diverse group of people together, you know, that really represent all of small business in Southern Arizona and come to us from all walks of life. So we really want to make sure that we are serving the community, we're relevant, and our board really is what helps us make that happen.
Alan, you've been with Gen Pro for 7.5 years,
That's
Vice
right.
President of Sales and Marketing. You've always been involved in sales or
right.
sales management. You were in the automotive industry for 25 years, eventually became a Nissan dealer in Topeka, Kansas, where you also were involved with the BBB, right?
Exactly. I started out in BBB in Northeast Kansas and moved here over a little over 10 years ago, and I met a board member at a networking event and had a discussion, and I told her about my past experience, and suddenly I was on the board.
And you've been in Tucson now 10 years.
A little over 10 years.
Tell me, Alan, about the business. Tell me about Gen Pro. What kind of business is it?
So Gen Pro is a commercial cleaning company, and we are a franchise organization. So I work for a gentleman named Bill Beck, and he's a local guy. His office is in Tucson, right next to mine. And we have 80 individual franchise owners. And what that means is people who clean, instead of getting, you know, minimum wage or $11 an hour, they are actually financially vested in the operation. So they, when they clean your office, they're cleaned by the owner. And those people have a financial interest and therefore are going to do a fabulous job.
They're cleaning pros.
They're cleaning pros, and it's their business, and they treat it like a business.
And this franchise has really, it's one of America's top franchises, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially in the cleaning business. It's, and locally, we are, as far as the size of our community, we're the fastest growing franchise out there. We've had some fabulous growth the last 2 or 3 years, and have done a great job. Nationally, it's growing in leaps and bounds.
Alan, tell me a little bit about the services that you perform within the cleaning industry. How does it work here in town?
So my job and my team's job is to go out and find new businesses that are interested in cleaning. And we have another side of the business that looks for people that are interested in starting their own business. As far as what we clean, mm-hmm. We clean offices. We do a ton of medical businesses in town, medical offices, facilities and
where
whatnot.
Where cleanliness is so important.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go in to your doctor's office, you really want a white glove. When I say white glove, that's that old deal. Yeah, you take the white glove and you don't want any dust.
Absolutely.
You want a real clean environment.
Absolutely. And just to that point, we clean all the dialysis places in town. There's three major companies and we clean them all. And so, yeah, we have a great reputation for that. Obviously, commercial office buildings and things of that nature, doctors' offices, lawyers, et cetera.
Suzanne, it's important, too, that a consumer looks for a business that's accredited, right? How does a business become accredited with the BBB?
Yeah, it
like,
is important.
Like JanPro, which is an accredited business. How
Absolutely.
Do they become
it? And they need to, all of our board members are accredited businesses. Mm-hmm. And they actually can just call our office or go to our website. You can do an Apply Now button on our website that gives you all of the information about how you become accredited, the standards that you're held accountable to. They'll actually have you fill out an application, and we will actually have one of our team members walk you through the process, find out if it's right for you. And every industry is different, and how can we help you as a business owner? That's really important. You need to understand how we can help you. And we vet every business, and then if you get through that point, then you become accredited, and it's important to use your seal because that tells people that you are a business that you can trust.
Is that important to JanPro, using that seal, Alan?
Absolutely. We have cars that have it on it. It's on our front door, but also our clients. So when we go into a business and we see that seal, we know we have a something to talk about and the BBB's motto is start with trust, and we feel that's what we represent and hopefully our customers too.
So how does it work? Can a business just get a hold of you, Alan, and say, look, I'd like an evaluation on our cleaning situation?
Exactly. And then we come out and see them, and everybody's unique. We evaluate their needs. We put together a work scope and an agreement, and we can start right away.
How about your price point? Are you competitive?
We're very competitive in the market.
So you take a look at what's involved, and these people that come in to the business, they are very reliable people, your workers, and they're pros.
They're pros, and if you think about it, the small businesses or the mom and pops, that's basically what we have. We have 80 individual businesses under our umbrella, but we train them, we back them up with warranties and with insurance and background checks, etc. So start with trust is absolutely how we consider we run our business as well.
Well, the BBB is so involved with businesses that are very trustworthy. You've got your Torch Awards coming up, Suzanne Miller.
Yes, the annual Torch Awards, where we celebrate those businesses that do things the right way. We are very excited. Nominations are currently open. So people can go to our website and nominate a business. They're open until November 30th, and it's not like a voting. You don't want 10 people going on there and nominating you. It's just, one nomination, and then you fill out an application. And we have independent judges that will make that decision for you. And that is, it's just really exciting. It's a really fun evening that's going to be on May 3rd at our Torch Awards, and the winners will be announced. So super exciting. But one thing that is really important to know is that for our Torch Awards, we now have a nonprofit category.
Oh, good.
Yeah, with the launch of our charity review program this year, we actually wanted to add that in there because it's really important that our nonprofits get the acknowledgement for doing things the right way as well. And it's really important for donors to look at that information and make sure that they're giving wisely.
And I love the word trust because I like that's my logo, Alan and Suzanne, Tucson's most trusted voice. But when you look at your award, these award categories, that trust jumps out at you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's there for a reason because it means so much, and we really want all of the Southern Arizona marketplace to be businesses that people can trust.
And before I get back to Alan, quickly about the holiday helper people. I mean, I can't believe Alan and Suzanne, we've got Thanksgiving.
I know.
It's right around the corner.
It's a week from Thursday.
I'm not
so
ready.
So crazy.
What the heck?
Yeah.
So your holiday helper at BBB.org.
Yeah, we come out with that every year, and we're actually going to be sharing more information on it on the Morning Blend this Thursday.
Very good.
So it's really important for people. It's all four of those big events that happen the day after Thanksgiving for Black Friday, Cybersecurity, Saturday, or Small Business Saturday, Cybersecurity Monday, and Giving Tuesday. They're all, you need to know you know, and how to mixers. Stay safe.
Your mixer, and Alan, I know you've been to some of those BBB Network.
Lots of them and sponsored mixer. Them.
Yeah.
Really, anybody's invited, whether they're accredited or not. It's a great way to get to know the BBB and some of the accredited businesses there. And it's no charge.
Is there one coming up?
Yes, there is one. There's one at the new Green Toes location that's just opening. I don't think they've even opened their doors yet.
Wow.
I think that's next week. But we're really excited, and the Hotman Group is sponsoring that. We're going to have so much fun, and the network mixers just keep getting bigger and bigger, and we're really excited to see so many people out there networking and getting to know one another.
Alan Leffler of Jan Pro. Alan, board member of BBB, where can folks listening find out more about Jan Pro and get an evaluation on their business?
They can go online, jan-pro.com/Tucson, or give us a call at 520-885-9600. And we'd love to come out and help them.
And I understand, Alan, congratulations are in order. You were recently married.
I know.
Is it Doretta?
Doretta.
She's amazing.
Whom you have known for 45 years? What the heck is that about?
I finally got it right. It took a few days, but a few thousand days. But she's terrific, and I adore her, and she's been great with my family, and forever and ever.
I'm out of time, but since it's my show, I can always ask one more question. I'm just curious, how'd you two get together 45 years ago? Where'd you first go back to where?
We both grew up in New York, and we were at neighboring high schools, and we got together through a organization there.
Wow.
And dated when we were 15.
Well, I knew you when I saw you this afternoon. I saw a huge smile on your face. You're a happy man right now.
I am happy.
All right.
She's
happy at home and happy with Jan Pro. Alan Leffler, congratulations on everything you're doing with the BBB and the board and everything.
Thank you so much.
Grateful for all that he does for BBB.
Suzanne Miller, always a pleasure. BBB.org is the website. It was great talking with both of you. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Bill. Have a great week.
Thank you. We'll be right back. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Do you believe Thanksgiving is coming up 1 week from Thursday? Good place to get all of your dinner rolls, your pies, the pastries, the quiche, all of it up at my favorite bakery, Mona's, home of the Danish Kringle. They're located on the northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Give Steve a ring at 7579-1959 or visit monasdanishbaker.com, and they will take your order for Thanksgiving right now, because now is the time. I was by Mona's yesterday, had lunch there. They've got all those Christmas and holiday cookies already. Oh, I'm so tempted. By the way, his new chocolate chip cookie that he's producing, it's like the brownie, but with the dark chocolate. I know, Bob's just drooling. On the other side of the glass there, Bob Dio. Anyway, it's delicious. Also, one of our great sponsors, Green Things, the home now of Zocalo Village. They have five shops now at Zocalo Village, all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. And it's all located at 3384 East River Road. So go by, do all of your, get your gardening supplies, get all your green things, and then stop by Zocalo on the web at greenthingsaz.com. All right, let's move along right now. And on the live line is Dr. Roberta Diaz Brinton. Dr. Brinton is a leading neuroscientist in the field of Alzheimer's, a disease here in Arizona that's expected to see a 43% increase by 2025. That is not good news. Dr. Brinton is the inaugural director of the Center for Innovation in Brain Science at the University of Arizona Health Sciences here in Tucson on the University of Arizona campus. Dr. Brinton, how are you, please?
I am very grateful for the opportunity to chat with you, Bill, and with your listeners. Thank you.
Tell me, well, it's our pleasure. Tell me a little bit about what your goals are at the Center for Innovation in Brain Science.
Well, our mission here at the Center for Innovation in Brain Science is to bring those innovations in brain science of the future to those who need a cure today. We're focused on four age-associated neurodegenerative diseases: Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, and multiple sclerosis. In the 21st century, there's not a single cure for a single neurodegenerative disease. So at the University of Arizona, we're used to being bold, and we're boldly taking on this challenge and working very hard to find those cures and develop those cures. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to talk with you and your audience today on Veterans Day. My ancestor, John Brinton, was a surgeon under General Grant in the Civil War.
Wow.
My father was a veteran of World War II, also named John Brinton. And my brother, John Brinton, again, is a veteran of the Vietnam War. Veterans are at greater risk for some of these age-associated neurodegenerative diseases, because of the challenges and, you know, the stresses that they face in war, particularly traumatic brain injury. Traumatic brain injury is a risk factor for developing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Veterans of the Gulf War show a greater risk of developing ALS. And also multiple sclerosis. So we're quite interested in how we can be of service to those who have served us so dearly.
How do we get effective drugs to people that need them in the early stage? That's the key, the early stage of these diseases.
Well, it's a very important point, Bill, and thank you for bringing that up. As you said, that's likely to be the greatest opportunity for therapeutic benefit. We actually are quite interested in the what is it that the nervous system is telling us very early on in the disease. The nervous system will send out those signals years, if not decades, before the diagnosis of the disease. The nervous system is sending out that signal. And often that signal is around the capacity of the brain to generate energy. The brain is the most energetically demanding organ of the body. And the brain is dependent upon glucose as a primary fuel. If you think about the brain versus the body in terms of its energy utilization, the body is like a Prius, whereas the brain is like a Hummer. It consumes far more energy than the rest of the body.
And the thing that really that worries those that have had family members with Alzheimer's, we're constantly kind of looking over our shoulder, Dr. Brinton, about worrying that we're also going to face a similar fate. Let me ask you, is it important to constantly be learning new things as we age?
Yes, learning using the brain is very important. There's a couple of things, though, that are very important to consider. So, for example, there is a gene called the APOE4 gene that's a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. It's not an absolute genetic determinant of Alzheimer's disease, but it's a risk factor. And some of the work that we have done shows that you can actually turn that risk around. And part of that risk, so APOE4 gene interacts with other factors like metabolic health. So one of the key elements to sustaining brain health is sustaining metabolic health. Because the brain is dependent upon glucose as its primary fuel, anything that interferes with the ability of the brain to both utilize glucose and also for glucose to travel into the brain puts that brain at risk. So, for example, type 2 diabetes is a risk factor for developing Alzheimer's disease. So even if the person has the APOE4 gene that's a risk, they can bring that risk way down if they actually have metabolic health. The other is transport of the glucose into the brain. So we are very dependent, in fact, exclusively dependent, upon the vascular system to transport glucose into the brain and all the other nutrients that the brain needs. So again, keeping that vascular system well-tuned, well in good health, will promote brain health. So if you look at this, there are two factors that are critical. One is metabolic health, and the other is vascular health. And one of the easy ways to maintain both of those systems is the E word, exercise.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm not an exercise, go to the gym kind of person. So what I realized for me is that for me to get my exercise in, I have to build it into my day.
Mm-hmm.
So So one of the things that I do is I have a standing desk with a little elliptical machine that I utilize while I'm reading, or if I'm on the phone having a conversation, I'll be on the elliptical, which I am now.
Huh.
Yeah. So that is a way for us to maintain that movement that is so important to keep blood flowing, to keep the vascular system going, to utilize to basically send glucose into muscle and into brain and not keeping it in the bloodstream.
All right, Dr. Brinton, thank you very much. Director at the Center for Innovation in Brain Science at the University of Arizona. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Steve Rivera's great sports show. Off to a terrific start here on KVOI. That's coming up next. I'm Bill Buckmaster. On behalf of Bob Dio, my fine engineer producer, hope you have a great afternoon and evening. See you at 12:04 tomorrow.
At the Villas of Houghton, we know we're not the biggest assisted living and memory.